John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 1. And I want to talk to you tonight in these closing moments about the only route to heaven. The only route to heaven. Not the best route, not the better route. The only route to heaven. And we're reading in John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 1. The Lord Jesus is the speaker. The upper room is the venue. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thomas must have been daydreaming. The Lord Jesus had just told him that he was going to heaven. And then Thomas caught the tail end of a paragraph. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. He woke up with a start. We don't know where you're going, he blurted out. How can we know the way? And in response to that, the Lord Jesus gave us one of his greatest gospel texts. He is the way. That's for lost people. He is the truth. That's for learned people. He is the life. That's for longing people. I wonder, have you come into the service tonight lost, separated from God because of your sin? Then Jesus Christ stands before you tonight and he says, I am the way. Maybe you've stepped into the building tonight unsure and uncertain regarding your soul's eternal welfare. Then the Lord Jesus stands before you tonight and he says, I am the truth. Maybe you've come in tonight searching for life. Life with a capital L. Then Jesus Christ stands before you tonight and he says, I am the life. In effect, Thomas has asked the question of the ages. How can we know the way? How can we know the way to life? How can we know the way to forgiveness? How can we know the way to peace with God? How can we know the way to heaven? An interview was conducted some years ago in the United States of America, and people were asked the question, what are your chances of going to heaven? One man from the state of Illinois said 50-50. The older I get, the more I think my chances will improve. One thing is certain tonight, the older you get, the chances are improving that you are certainly going somewhere. My friend, if I were to ask you tonight, what are your chances of going to heaven? How would you respond? Still again, if I were to ask you tonight, what are you depending upon to get you to heaven tonight? How would you respond? Here in this divine dogmatic declaration, the Lord Jesus makes it unmistakably clear that he's the only way to heaven. That he alone can meet the deepest needs in the heart of man. What is man tonight? Man is a pilgrim. You and I are on the move. Though you are sitting tonight, you are still moving forward in time. When you go to bed tonight and sleep, you do not halt the process. Though you were to stop the clock, though you were to change your birth certificate, though you were to go to the beautician and get a facelift, though you were to go on a long holiday tonight and complete change, you cannot even stop that movement 1 second. Where have I come from? Where am I going? I wonder, have you found the answer to those questions? You are on a journey, my friend, tonight. And my dear friend, Jesus Christ stands before you and he says, I'm the way to God, the way to heaven, the way to home. Man is a thinker. He demands satisfactory answers to certain questions. It's a striking fact that 2/3 of the books that are ever published deal with the fundamental questions to which the human mind addresses itself with insatiable hunger. A person must be convinced that the one he trusts, that the one to whom he submits his will and commits his life is worthy of such trust. But Jesus Christ stands before you tonight and he says, I'm the truth. Man is not only a pilgrim and man is not only a thinker, man is a corpse. He needs life. And that, my dear friend, is why though all material needs may be met, we still have a longing and we still have a void in our life. Man needs more than existence. He needs more than the means of existence. He needs life. Life that is not frustrated by the circumstances of the direst kind. Life that cannot be extinguished by a coronary or a road accident. Life that is abundant. Life that is eternal. And where such life, when where can such life be found? Jesus Christ stands before you and he says, I am the light. You see, my friends, ever since the Garden of Eden, and ever since the fall of man, man has been divided from God, man has been deceived by the devil, man is dead in sin, and only Jesus Christ is the remedy for all three of those problems. And that's why he says to you and I tonight, I am the way. How dogmatic he is. How emphatic he is. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The first thing I want you to notice here tonight is very simple. Christ is the way. That's the direction we should proceed. Christ says, I am the way. That statement alone would raise the world's eyebrows. The route to heaven is a person. It's not a principle. It's not a premise. It's not a precept. It's not a philosophy. My dear friends, the golden rule tonight, the Ten Commandments, the church, religion, prayer, charity, none of these, all of these are the way to heaven. Christ is the way. If you are going any other way tonight, you are going the wrong way. One of the most famous battles fought in all history was the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. The Allies had found themselves 100 miles inside the Belgian border, and they were moving at a furious pace until all of a sudden they ground to a halt. The Germans had focused all of their force at one specific point in the battle line, and a great bulge had become apparent. The counteroffensive almost succeeded, because a few days before the battle began, the Germans, dressed in American uniforms, had parachuted behind American lines. And they went all over the roads in Belgium, which the Allied forces were going to traverse, and they changed the signposts, pointing to various towns and villages all along the way, making sure that the Allies and the Americans would be going in the wrong direction. And when the Americans fighting the Battle of the Bulge called for reinforcements, most of them never came. Because entire battalions were lost. They were trying to find their way across the countryside where signposts had been taken down or turned in the wrong direction. You know something tonight? Many people are following the wrong signposts. And they're going to end up in hell because Jesus Christ says, I'm the way. Think of the other ways tonight that lead to hell. Christ says, I am the way. I and no one else. No man comes to the Father but by me. Have you grasped that? In one sentence, the Savior destroys the notion that it doesn't matter what you believe, that all faiths lead to heaven if you're sincere, the doctrine is of no importance, that heaven is a place for all mankind, that God is the Father of all men. Do you believe that tonight? The Lord Jesus didn't. One sentence from the Master, and he wipes it aside. And with this one statement, the Lord Jesus struck a fatal blow and sounded a death knell to the demonic doctrine called universalism that says all roads lead to God. Mark his words tonight. No man comes to the Father but by me. And yet how many there are tonight? They're trying all sorts of roads and ways to get to God, to get to heaven, to get to home. You ever think of the many ways? There are some of you listening to my voice tonight, whether in this building or over there tonight, and you believe that the way to heaven is through right living. It's doing your best. It's very popular. Many are trying it, but it's not good enough. It's a ladder that's too short. It's a bridge that doesn't reach to the other side. My friend, do you somehow believe tonight that you'll get to heaven based on your so-called goodness rather than on the righteousness of Jesus Christ? There are many who are claiming the Reformation way. Many people claim to turn over a new leaf. But my dear friend, if you could keep that leaf spotlessly clean, what about the old leaves? Are they not bad enough to keep you out of heaven this evening? And then there are those who are trying the way called religion. Their church, their religion, their prayers, their tears, but it will never take them to heaven. I wonder tonight, are you trying a ladder all of your own? Do you believe that you can climb to God some other way? Well, listen to what the Savior says. No man comes to the Father but by me. Do you ever think of the many ways? Do you ever think of the modern ways that people think of today? So many voices around us today are clamoring for our attention. The devil says, this is the way, walk with me. The drug culture says, this is the way, walk with me. The cults, the Mormons, the Jehovah Witnesses, Islam says, this is the way, walk with me. The exploiters of sex, the get-rich-quick schemers, the world, the flesh, and the devil are saying, this is the way, come with us. My friend, you think those ways will lead you to heaven tonight? Jesus Christ says they will take you to hell. Indeed, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Think, my dear friends, of the ways, the other ways that lead to hell. And then think tonight of the only way that leads to heaven, Christ. The interesting thing is this. If you were to have lost your way in the land of Palestine, and you were to ask someone the direction, and that person was going in the same direction as you're going, the person would say to you, follow me, join to me, follow in my footsteps, I'll take you there, I am the way. That's what he would mean. That's what Christ means. My dear friends, if ever we're to get to heaven, we must join to him. We must trust ourselves to him. We must believe Christ is the only way. Listen to me tonight when I say this. Jesus Christ is not a good way to heaven. Jesus Christ is not the better way to heaven. Jesus Christ is not the best way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Pioneer missionary in Africa tells how he was taking the gospel to a new tribe far to the north. With his pole bearers, he had reached a certain village beyond which his porters refused to go. The missionary appealed to the local chief. Was there someone in the village who could act as his guide to this faraway northern tribe? The chief summoned a man. He was tall. He had a large axe in his hand. He was battle-scarred. A bargain was made. And the next morning, the missionary set off through the bush, following his new guide. The way became increasingly rough and the path had all but disappeared. There was an odd mark that was blazed on a tree here and there. There was an occasional narrow path. And finally the missionary had enough. He called a halt. He asked his guide if he were sure he knew the way. The man pulled himself up to his full height. He said, white man, do you see this axe in my hand? Do you see these scars in my body? With this axe, I blazed a trail to that tribal village to which we go. I came from there. These scars I received when I made the way. You ask me if I know the way? Before I came, there was no way. I am the way. My friends, the Lord Jesus came from glory. And now he was on his way back to glory via the cross. before He came, there was no way. The scars of Calvary on His body attest to the price He paid to blaze that trail back to God. And He points to His wounded hands and feet, and He points to His scars tonight, and He says, I am the way. And the children of Israel were bitten by the fiery serpents in the wilderness. How many ways were there of being cured? Only one, look or die. When Naaman entered the river Jordan to be cured of his dreadful disease of leprosy, how many rivers could he wash in? Only one, Jordan, of leprosy. And my dear friends, when we want to be saved from our sin and from hell and from a lost eternity and reach heaven at last, how many there are who can save us? Only one, it's Christ, or perish. I wonder tonight, is the Lord Jesus to you the way that links you and your need to God in His fullness? You and your sinfulness to God in His grace? Some years ago, a gentleman was driving through the town of Kilmalcolm in Renfrewshire in Scotland, and he stopped by the side of the road. There was a workman that was working at the side of the road, and he asked the workman the way to Glasgow. The man gave him the directions to the city of Glasgow. And then before the driver went off, he asked the man, he said, excuse me, sir, do you know the way to heaven? No, I don't, replied the driver. You can, for Jesus Christ said, I am the way. Thanking him, the man headed off towards Glasgow, but that truth was still in his mind, and he was pondering upon it, and he was thinking upon it, what the workman had said to him by the side of the road, I am the way. On his return to London, the same man was involved in a serious accident. He was taken to hospital, where after arranging his affairs, he died. And 10 days later, there were two young men who arrived in the town of Kilmalcolm in Scotland, inquiring for a workman who, as a witness to their father, had told their father the way to glory. He charged them to take that journey after the funeral service, to thank that workman by the side of the road for pointing out the way to heaven. And then they said to the workman, sir, he understood, he got the message, he's now in heaven. What a claim. I am the way. Jesus Christ is the way out. So many of you tonight are looking for a way out. Listen, people do drugs. They do sin, they do sex, they do drink, they do iniquity. But Jesus Christ is the way out of the guilt and burden of sin. Jesus Christ is the way out. Jesus Christ is the way in. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only way into the presence of God now. He's the only way into the paradise of heaven hereafter. Jesus Christ is the way through. I wonder, do you need someone tonight who'll take you through the uncertainty of life? Someone who'll be with you in the storm. Someone who'll be with you in the valley. Someone who'll be with you when your back is against the wall. Jesus Christ is the way through. Listen, Jesus Christ is the way up. Up to the Father, up to heaven, up to home. An old country preacher said this, Jesus Christ is the escalator to glory. Christ is the way. That's the direction we should proceed. But look at the second statement. Christ is the truth. That's the doctrine we should ponder. I am the truth. Now, do you remember Pilate's question so many years ago? What is truth? Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. He sums up all that is eternal and absolute in Himself. The Lord Jesus reveals God. He exposes man. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Apostle Paul says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, refers to the Lord Jesus as the wisdom of God and the power of God. My friends, to know Jesus Christ personally tonight is to know enough to get you to heaven. Do you know Him? What good will it do you in hell to know that you've mastered the sciences of man? What good will it do you in a lost eternity to know that you were well acquainted with the languages of man? What good will it do in hell to know that you were acquainted with the events of history? To know that you were well informed in the politics of the day? how you will wish on that day when you stand before the great white throne judgment. How you will wish on that day that you had read your newspaper less and read your Bible more. That with all your learning you trusted Christ who is the truth. Did you know that I had a teacher in secular school who was a most dogmatic and narrow-minded person? Sometimes teachers are very intolerant, aren't they? And this teacher insisted that 2 + 2 = 4. It didn't matter whether it was 2 apples or 2 oranges or 2 bananas. 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, teachers are so dogmatic and emphatic about it. Listen, the Lord Jesus was dogmatic. He says, I am the truth. Now, truth is always exclusive. Truth is always dogmatic. Truth is always intolerant of non-truth. Otherwise, it wouldn't be truth, eternal and absolute. It doesn't matter whether the truth is a mathematical truth like Graham knows. It doesn't matter whether the truth is a scientific truth. It doesn't matter whether the truth is a spiritual truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. He excludes all error. No matter how popular, how widespread, how clever it may be. He says, no one comes to the Father but by me. My friends, because he's the truth tonight, you and I can know assurance. His worth brings me assurance. You see, if our Lord was using this term in a Hebrew sense, he probably meant this, that as the way he is utterly reliable and trustworthy. You know, you sometimes can be on a road between two places, and that road can be dangerous. That road can be treacherous. Some years ago, the Great Ohio Bridge looked safe one Friday morning when the multitudes were thronging on it to places of work, and suddenly it gave way and many perished. Sometimes a road can be reliable as far as it goes, but may stop short of your desired destination. And what the Lord Jesus is saying here is this, in contrast to these other ways, he says, I'm utterly reliable, I'm utterly trustworthy. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're not a Christian, and you're hesitant to trust Christ, and you're fearful that he'll not be able to save you, that he'll not be able to keep you. Listen, if you come to him by faith, you'll discover this. He'll never give you up. He'll never let you down. My dear friends, he'll never write you off because of who he is. His worth makes me sure. And then, of course, his word makes me sure. He himself said, thy word is truth. My dear friends, remember what Christ says is true because he's the truth. He's the embodiment of truth. Do you know what he says tonight? He says this, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life. Do you know what he says tonight? He says, I give unto my sheep eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I want to tell you tonight, it's the blood of the Lamb that makes me safe, but it's the word of the Lord that makes me perfectly sure. Does he speak the truth tonight? Does he speak the truth? Of course he speaks the truth, because he is the truth. My friend, if he speaks the truth away with your doubts, your fears, your uncertainties, if you come by faith to Christ, you are as sure as heaven, as if you were there. Christ says, I'm the way. That's the direction we should proceed. Christ says, I'm the truth. That's the doctrine we should ponder. Christ says, I'm the life. That's the dynamic we should possess. You know, John says something very important at the beginning of his gospel. He says that Jesus Christ is the source of all life. He says, in him was life. But Christ is saying something more than that here. For throughout this gospel, he claims to be the only one to have the power to impart eternal life. My friends, I tell you tonight, we can be satisfied with nothing less than this. A life that's full orbed. A life that's vibrant. A life that's happy down here. A life that is eternal over there. You remember that was Solomon's quest? You know, like some of you tonight, Solomon had tried so many things. Solomon had tried luxury and still he had found an emptiness in his life, like some of you had hit the bottle. Solomon had tried liquor. Still there was an emptiness in his life. Solomon had not only tried luxury and liquor, he had tried laughter. Still there was an emptiness in his life. Solomon had tried learning and still there was an emptiness in his life. And my dear friends, it was only when Solomon tried the Lord that he discovered that his quest was ended. Some of you listening to my voice tonight have tried so many pleasures in this world, but there's still a hunger. There's still a longing, an aching void in your life. And Jesus Christ is standing before you tonight and he says, I'm the life. Life that is divine in its quality. For those who believe in Christ, become a partaker of the divine nature, have the very life of God throbbing within their soul. Some years ago, someone reported that the British entertainer Tony Hancock, who had performed before millions, committed suicide in Australia, leaving a note saying, true happiness is impossible to find. How tragic. How tragic that he didn't find Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus is standing before you tonight, and he says, I am the life. Life that is divine in its quality. In a word, it means joy and peace and love and satisfaction and fulfillment. And it's not only life that's divine in its quality, it's life that's distinct in its quantity. Everlasting life. I tell you tonight, my body may crumble in the dust of death, but life, this eternal life, is not lost. It outspans, it outlasts the span of human life. It's not tied to time, it's forever. Do you have this life tonight? Listen, if death were to knock at your door this evening, would you enter into the fullness of this life, which is heaven, or would you enter into the darkness of hell itself? He's the only route to heaven tonight. He says, I'm the way. That's the direction you must proceed. He says, I'm the truth. That's the doctrine you should ponder. He says, I'm the life. That's the dynamic that you can possess. Listen, you can go to heaven without wealth, without health. You can go to heaven without fame, without a name. You can go to heaven without learning, without big earnings. You can go to heaven without duty and without beauty. But you'll never go to heaven without Jesus Christ. He's the only route to heaven. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus is in this meeting tonight. And he's presenting himself to you as the way without which there is no going, as the truth without which there is no knowing, as the life without which there is no living. Come to Christ. Believe in Christ. Live through Christ. Dr. James Merritt tells the story of D.L. Moody, the famous American evangelist of a bygone day. And Moody was holding a series of meetings in a big church in the United States of America. And this night it was packed. And the old deacons, they couldn't get in anyone else. The place was just overflowing and they weren't letting anyone else into the building. And Moody was coming and he was coming surrounded with his entourage and he was getting ready to go into the pulpit to preach when he noticed as he was coming to the door of that massive auditorium, he noticed a little boy standing outside crying. This big evangelist had a tender heart and he went over to the little boy and he said, son, why are you crying? He said, sir, I want to hear D.L. Moody preach and they won't let me in. The gentle giant said, do you really want to hear Moody preach? He said, sir, I do. He said, son, I'll tell you how to get in if you do exactly what I tell you. The little boy said, what's that? And Moody said, I want you to take hold of my coattails. And Moody was wearing one of those long coats with those swan tails that reach right down to the ground. And he said, you just hold on to my coattails and don't let go. And we're going in. Well, that little fellow dried his tears and he took D.L. Moody's word. And he got a hold of Moody's coattails. And of course, when Moody walked, the little boy walked. And they walked in right behind him, holding on to his coattails. And those ushers, those deacons were standing and they were looking at each other and they were smiling and they went all in together. I want to tell you tonight that heaven is closed to everyone except the Lord Jesus and those who are holding on by faith to his coattails. The Lord Jesus tonight is the way. Take him. The Lord Jesus tonight is the truth. Test him. The Lord Jesus tonight is the life. Trust him. Then you'll not only be on the way to heaven. You will not only know the way to heaven. You will be on it. Will you take that step? How can I be saved? Jesus says, I'm the way. How can I be sure? Jesus says, I'm the truth. How can I be satisfied? Jesus says, I'm the life. And you can be saved and sure and satisfied in Christ tonight. Let's pray. Father, bless your word to all our hearts. Especially, Lord, those in the gathering tonight who are still not saved. Father, I pray tonight that by faith, they will hold on to Christ, that by faith they'll come to Christ and depend on Christ and rest on Christ for heaven and home. Lord, I pray tonight that through your word and by your spirit, you would speak to some soul in the gathering tonight. And our Father, that someone will come this very night and take Christ and test Christ and trust Christ as their very own personal Savior. I ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.